Vast distances with the speed of thought. I first of all found myself among a tribe of savages, where I was present at a ferocious battle. However, I was not in the slightest danger, since I was both invisible and invulnerable. From time to time I looked at myself, that is to say, towards the place where my body would have been if I'd had one, and I was able to assure myself that I no longer had one. I thought of visiting the moon and immediately found myself there. I saw volcanic soil, extinct craters, and many other details, which were evidently the reproduction of things I had read or engravings I had seen. But they were all strangely enlarged and brought to life by my imagination. I was perfectly aware that I was dreaming, yet was far from convinced that there was nothing veridical in what I saw. The admirable distinctness of everything I looked at made me wonder whether perhaps my soul really had temporarily quitted its terrestrial prison. If this was really the case, it would after all be no more marvellous than many another mystery of creation. I thought of various opinions of the ancients on this subject and remembered the following passage from Cicero. If someone had ascended to the heavens and had had a place for you of the sun, the moon, and the stars, this would nevertheless give him no pleasure if he had no one to whom he could recount it. I immediately wished to return to Earth and find myself back in my room. For a moment, I had the strange impression of looking at my sleeping body before taking possession of it again. Soon after that, I dreamt that I got up and, pen in hand, was writing a minute account of all that I had seen. Finally, I really wake up. Almost immediately, innumerable small details in my experience, which a moment before had been perfectly distinct, vanished from my memory. Thank you.
If it is correct to classify this experience as an out-of-the-body experience, it is nevertheless atypical in one respect. It is unusual for the subject to imply that his out-of-the-body experience, even if it occurred during sleep, was subsequently subject to the same sort of amnesia as a non-lucid dream. On the contrary, it is more usual for a subject to say that his out-of-the-body experience is more memorable, even everyday waking experience.